We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Marshall wins Republican primary for U.S. Senate. We have the story.
No major problems reported at Sedgwick County polling locations on Tuesday. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita City Council hears from the public on budget plans. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Cloud cover from thunderstorms will continue to be across south-central Kansas. Most of the storms off to our south, and temperatures today still running below normal. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
The storm known as Isaias was a killer as well as a destroyer.
Tropical storm force winds are now blamed for a number of deaths in the path of Isaias.
The storm ripped ashore with 85 mile per hour winds and storm surge of 3 to 5 feet.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, storms like Isaias produce numerous tornadoes which destroy homes and cars,
including one in Bertie County that tragically killed two people and sent about a dozen others to the hospital.
And as far away as New York City, wind blew down a tree, killing a 60-year-old man in Queens. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The most heated race in the Kansas primary has been the race to fill the Senate seat being vacated by retiring Senator Pat Roberts. The results from Tuesday night show Representative Roger Marshall the winner with 39% of the vote, followed by Chris Kobach with 26%. At his watch party in Pawnee Rock, Marshall told his supporters the Kansas Republican Party needs to come together in November.
We have to beat Barbara Bouillier, to beat the Democrats. We have to be one team here. And that you will find that we have way more in common than what divides us.
Former Secretary of State Chris Kobach tells KSN News it was hard to overcome the effects of negative advertising that was prevalent in the race.
When you get hit with over $3 million worth of negative advertising, it definitely has an effect.
On the Democrat side, former Republican-turned-Democrat Barbara Bouillier was a landslide winner over challenger Robert Tillman with 87% of the vote. In her online acceptance speech, she thanked her family and supporters.
No more bailouts for big corporate special interests. We need relief for the families who are struggling to get by. And we need to support small businesses so they can keep people on payroll and hopefully hire more Kansans soon.
The general election is set for November 3rd.
And thousands headed to the polls yesterday to vote in the Kansas primary.
Officials report that foot traffic at most locations in Sedgwick County remained steady throughout the day. Supervising Judge Michael Mishka tells KSN News voters dropping off their advance ballots doubled compared to past years.
It's been interesting, but it's just like the rest of the changes that we've seen for other parts of our lives with sporting events, schools, work, and everybody is doing their part to work with that solution to make things happen.
Officials say mail-in ballots will still be counted through Thursday as long as they arrive with a postmark before 7 o'clock Tuesday night. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council held their first public hearing on the projected $629 million 2021 city budget.
The city projects a loss of nearly $17 million thanks to impacts from COVID-19. The mill levy will stay unchanged. Public safety remains a high priority as police and fire services total 60% of the general fund expenditures. $11 million will go towards street maintenance, and Century 2 operations will be privatized. The plan to cut roughly $400,000 from animal control services brought considerable public comment, including Mark Eby, the director of the Kansas Humane Society.
Now is not the time to take our city back to where we were in 2010, back to thousands of animals being euthanized due to space or lack of resources.
The final public hearing, along with budget adoption, is scheduled for next Tuesday, the 11th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Commission is close to approving next year's budget with about $3 million less revenue because of the pandemic. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitner tells KNSS News spending cuts have been made.
Any salary increases were all frozen.
That's right. That's right.
From everybody. And a lot of positions not filled. And then there were some cuts of certain expenses in some areas that some of the managers found, which is good. It's always healthy to do that.
Pete Meitner commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Live from Kansas City Chiefs training camp with play-by-play voice Mitch Holtus coming up in just a few minutes.
After a recent spike in COVID-19 numbers, Colorado has seen a decrease. That story and more news coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. After a recent spike in COVID-19 numbers, Colorado has seen a decrease. Governor Jared Polis explains why.
Only about 20% of our success as a state depends on these policies, like the last call at 10 p.m. and wearing masks. The other 80% really is individual responsibility and behavior. And so Coloradans are doing the right thing. I think last time, meaning in May, early June, when we were doing the right thing, people said, oh, phew, we can breathe out and we can relax, and then that led to a resurgence.
The number of new coronavirus cases in Colorado dropped 18% last week, marking the first week-over-week decline since confirmed infections began increasing in the state a month and a half ago.
The state medical board in Texas has a warning for doctors when it comes to the coronavirus.
Action could be taken against any doctor who falsely advertises a cure for COVID-19. The Texas board that licenses doctors issuing that warning after a video touting the drug hydroxychloroquine went viral last week. The video featured a Houston area pastor and doctor who said that if everyone took hydroxychloroquine, the coronavirus would be stopped in its tracks. The video caught the attention of President Trump, who has repeatedly said the drug is safe and effective. The FDA and CDC disagree and have actively cautioned against the drug's use to treat COVID-19. Pam Husso, Fox News.
So far this year, 38 juveniles in Chicago have been shot and killed, and now charges have been filed in one of those homicides.
A 39-year-old male has been charged with first-degree murder after a 9-year-old boy was shot and killed in Chicago. This young boy, Janari Ricks, was out in front of his house with his family's home playing with friends last Friday when he was shot once in the chest. The shooter reportedly was targeting someone else at the time. Nevertheless, this man was tracked down and arrested. Is next set to appear in court to figure out his bond. That boy, by the way, one of 105 homicide victims in Chicago, and that's only in the month of July. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning really not changed from what we were seeing out there yesterday. An average of about $1.97 a gallon. Several stations still there. More stations coming down to around $1.94 a gallon. That's the low end of what we were seeing out there. I spotted $1.94 gallon gasoline near Douglas and Seneca. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With widespread clouds across much of south-central Kansas this morning, we could see a few isolated thunderstorms, mainly to our south, then clearing with a high 81. Again, a few more thunderstorms roll in after midnight, our low 67, scattered storms early Thursday with a high 84. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 66 degrees, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. 8:11 with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And it's Wednesday. That means it's time for Wednesdays with Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle with Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Dr. Wagle.
Good morning, Steve.
You know, one thing that people associate with dentists is pulling teeth. And I understand that in your practice, you focus on saving teeth. Is that right?
That's right, Steve. At Kansas Perio, our first goal is always to save as many teeth as possible. Gum disease is a major reason that people lose teeth. As a periodontist, we treat gum disease and try to save the patient's natural teeth.
Well, I'm pretty sure that most people want to keep their teeth, but don't you sometimes have people come in who ask you to go ahead and pull a tooth?
Yeah, some people think that, you know, having a tooth extracted is their only option if they're having a problem. But we can often get the gums healthier, augment the bone and soft tissue, and save the tooth. We also work closely with the patient's dentist who provides fillings or crowns as needed as well.
And what happens when people have teeth that are just beyond saving?
Well, in some cases, there are hopeless teeth that cannot be saved. Those patients can have some extractions, and missing teeth can be replaced with dental implants or a bridge or a removable denture. Our philosophy is to get the patient's mouth healthy, help patients keep as many teeth as possible for a lifetime, and replace teeth only when necessary.
Well, it sounds like a pretty conservative approach. Do you get good results with that?
Absolutely. We routinely help patients save their teeth. We have many patients who come into Kansas Perio when they are in danger of losing their teeth, but after treatment in our office with regular visits to their dentist and good home care, they're able to keep most, if not all, of their teeth.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Dr. Wagel. Wednesdays with Wagel is sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. You know, when it's time to get serious about your smile, go to kansasperio.com. You can call them at 685-2731. 8:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Wednesday morning. And, hey, it's time for Mitch. Mitch Holtis, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Ted.
Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Good morning, Stephen. And sorry, I was just cleaning my teeth there.
You need to floss, yeah. Go ahead.
You got it. Honestly, that segment's interesting just because, well, a lot of reasons, but, I mean, our players, they emphasize it strongly with our players just because of overall health. And so it just reminded me of the emphasis that our athletic trainers and docs place on our guys to stay healthy with their teeth. So.
I mean, I'm just curious, if pro football players, how many of them actually wear a mouth guard? When we were in school, that was a rule. We had to have some sort of a mouth guard.
Still is.
Is that still a rule?
Yeah, still is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still is, even though you were in, like, that was the Gutenberg printing press. You guys had that game against Gutenberg.
Yeah.
Way back when. Well, it's not necessarily a rule in the NFL. It is at every other level. Most NFL players do it because it helps also in concussion prevention. But yeah, it's highly recommended. Now, many times a quarterback won't because they have to. It's not just, hey, we're going to run 24 blast on one, maybe like you and I did at Smith Center in Wichita West. But this is, scat 939 F stop, Y drag, Z choice. On the sound. Mm-hmm. You got to say all that, and then you bark out audibles and stuff. Hard to do that sometimes with mouthpieces, but generally, most players in the NFL wear them.
Help me learn to enunciate. Go ahead.
Well, there's just a lot to say. I mean, you're going 4 score and 7 years ago, our father set forth, and you're doing that in 20 seconds before the snap.
Let's talk about football.
The only guy that talks faster is Greg Reno at American Act Credit.
Yeah.
But he'll just—you got to go by his office, and he'll be talking to himself, which that's—I don't know if that's good or bad. But usually, when he talks, good things happen. It's just when he gets in those modes, you just go, "Let's let Greg go, get him in the pickup, and have him drive to Rego."
I know we all love to focus on the offense and scoring, and that's super fun. We go back to the Chiefs maybe 2017, 2018, and we knew there were defensive problems that needed to be addressed.
That's right, yeah.
Those problems did get a major upgrade last year, and, of course, that was a key ingredient in winning the Super Bowl, was having a better defensive outlook on this squad, and that certainly has made all the difference.
Ted, I'm glad you brought it up. We love offense. We play fantasy football with offense generally, mostly, and – we look at the Super Bowl 54 run and we go, wow, comebacks, Mahomes, great in the playoffs. There is no Super Bowl parade. There is no Super Bowl 54 championship had not the defense become the most improved defense in the National Football League in the second half of the season. Kansas City, in the last eight games of the regular season, was second in the NFL in points allowed. Only the Ravens allowed less. And the Ravens allowed 126, and the Chiefs allowed 127. Mm-hmm. Think of the stops in the playoffs. There is no comeback if you can't stop the other team defensively. Four consecutive stops in Super Bowl 54, down 17-7, and on their heels against Tennessee in the AFC Championship game, a three and out, and then a stop, another stop consecutively near the end of the half, and that allowed the Chiefs to take the lead. And then in that 24-0 down and come back to win by 20, the defense absolutely flipped the game. They just stone cold stopped the Texans for an incomplete series. So what's going on here, honestly, guys, is the defense of the Kansas City Chiefs is building its own identity. I think the Chiefs can be better in 2020. I do. And one of the reasons is the defense now is coming on to build its own identity. Enter the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, who, you know, I knew about him, knew his reputation at LSU, saw him at Arizona and Houston. But when we signed him last year in the free agency, Houston people contacted me and said, you're getting way more than you think you're getting. And basically, guys, what we got was an exceptional leader that changed their defense and is starting to make give the defense its own identity.
You know, we know we have a high-powered offense, but I think it's all about building your own brand, building your own identity. As a defense, I think it's, you know, my responsibility, especially kind of keep everybody reminded of our goals, you know, and make sure everybody have personal goals as well. I think, you know, we won't get too far if guys aren't setting their own expectations. It can't just be mine or, you know, Spags or Andy Reid or whomever it may be.
You were talking about the Honey Badger. I remember that months ago.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that conversation was before we shut down for COVID. That was after the Super Bowl. And he'd talked about the defense building its own reputation. And honestly, that's what they're doing. And that's why, I mean, you have impact guys up front with Frank Clark, Chris Jones, and others. You have emerging guys like Tano Passanio and Derek Nnadi. The corners are going to be interesting to watch in this training camp because they've got to emerge. The safety group, when healthy, if they get Juan Thornhill back, could be the best in the league. We love to talk about Mahomes in the offense, and we should. It's the best in the NFL. But when we do that, we overshadow a rising defense.
Can you talk a little bit about Mathieu, just a little more in depth, a guy that was an elite player in college at LSU and had some good years and good times with Arizona, the 1 year in Houston. He was a little bit injury-prone in Arizona, but how did it come about that a guy that's kind of in the prime of his defensive career here ends up with the Chiefs?
In the prime of his leadership, Ted. This is that's as interesting a story as his athletic ability. He's not a big guy. If you look at him and he walks in the room, you're like, man, that's the Honey Badger? So he fits the moniker well of the actual tenacious animal. It's what's happened in his life. It's not been easy. He's made it hard on himself. He was dismissed from the LSU team, don't forget. Yep. And he's come from a rough background. He's talked about it. We've had private conversations about it. And yet, I mean, kind of grace of God, this guy has turned into a leader. You would want him being one of your leaders in Wichita or Kansas City or anywhere. He takes responsibility beyond himself. He's really responsible with his family. He wants to have impact in areas of what he does in New Orleans is amazing. And he's starting to do that now in Kansas City. We did get a whole lot more than we thought we were getting. Not just a good football player, but a guy who's going to make a terrific life.
Generally, how are things going in training camp right now?
Well, this is that acclimation period. So lifting, running, meeting, walkthroughs. So Andy Reid, he's putting a lot on these guys. And it's not just physically. The physical part isn't we're in pads and running 9-on-7. And the stuff that you'll usually hear in the background while I'm talking to you from St. Joe. This is lifting. A lot of the stuff and the lifting and the conditioning is outside because of COVID prevention. But they're still doing walkthroughs. They're still doing meetings. And they're still drilling in the mental part of this game to these guys, especially the young guys. So it's still a critical time. It just looks a little bit different at this point.
And it's just a different rhythm than we're used to at this time of year, and I'm sure it affects everybody from the coaches and players on down, even to you.
It's a great point because, yeah, it's everybody's out of their normal rhythm. You guys are too and have been for 5 months. But you either, you know, curl up in the fetal position in the corner of the room or you go, let's figure this out. It's why I'm so appreciative of the American Ag Credit folks. They have been great in helping their clients through this. Now, you've got to be resourceful. You've got to reinvent yourself, and you've got to try to stay strong mentally and physically, and that's what the team is trying to do. But it's a great point. Everybody's out of rhythm, and these coaches who love to be creatures of habit have got to change their habits, and that's what I'm saying. Yes, that was yesterday's report. Whoever handles all this is going to be the team that gets out of the gate the best in the NFL. That's why you could see some upsets. You could see some teams get some upsets early because they handle this better. But no one handles preparation for a season better than Andy Reid. And that's why I've got great confidence in what he and the rest of the staff is doing, even though it does look very different to your point.
Always great to check in with Mitch every day here in the month of August from training camp, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow morning. Sound good?
Sounds good. Thank you, Theodore. Thank you, Stephen.
You bet. Thank you, Mitch. Of course, our daily visits with Mitch and training camp brought to you by American Ag Credits.
All right. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, reminding us most Americans are good people. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.